An effort to protect a nearly century-old home on Esquimalt Lagoon moved forward Monday night, as Colwood Council passed initial readings of a bylaw that would give heritage designation to the home. Pendry House is part of a package of properties on the market for $8 million through a court-ordered sale, which includes the 8,400-square-foot house at 3221 Heatherbell Road and three vacant properties. A staff report said municipal staff worked with owners of the Pacific Landing property, next door to Royal Roads University, over the past several years to achieve heritage designation for the home, without success. Four condominium buildings were built on the site, owned by Heatherbell Land Corp., and more phases were envisioned, but the development stalled, leaving the project partially built out and in financial trouble. It is staff's position that council should now consider adopting a heritage preservation bylaw to provide long-term legal protection of the Pendry House. Ian Borhill, Colwood's Director of Community Planning, said in a report to Colwood's Heritage Commission. The commission unanimously recommended to council on November 14 that it adopt the heritage designation bylaw. First and second reading of the bylaw were approved at Monday's council meeting. At a future meeting, council will be asked to vote on third and fourth or final reading that would bring the designation into effect. If it's approved, the owners must keep the home, which was completed in 1927, in good condition and protect features such as its hipped roof, masonry walls, windows and doors, exterior finishes and trim. The bylaw would also protect historic interior finishes, including its tiled fireplace mantel in the living room, entrance panels, staircase, inlaid wood and terracotta tile floors. Once a heritage designation bylaw is in place, the owners of Pendry House could apply to council for a heritage alteration permit if any future plans involved alterations to protected features, Borhill said. In 2018, council asked staff to do what they could to protect the structure's heritage value as the land went through a subdivision. The house is part of a comprehensive development zone created to maintain the house while permitting uses compatible with heritage preservation, Borhill said, including arts and cultural facilities, a brewhouse, gift shops and restaurant. Pendry House remains in relatively good condition, he said, noting it was used as community arts and culture space while the condominium development was underway. The master plan for the Pacific Landing site includes keeping Pendry House as a key feature, Borhill said. Therefore, heritage protection of the Pendry House is not expected to impact the economic viability of the overall Pacific Landing development plan. Pacific Landing developers have supported maintaining heritage values of the house, Borhill said, although it's not clear what Pendry House will be used for once the development is built out. CJ Wilson at TimesColonist.com.